Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yo, welcome back to Correct Opinions. On today's podcast, me and my co-host Jake break down flights, why you shouldn't complain about delays, weddings, crazy pranks, puberty, and kiss cams. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Yo, we are back here, Correct Opinions, with my guy Jake. Jake, thanks for joining us, man.
Dude, I'm honored to be on here.
Honored to be on here.
This is great.
Awesome. Wait, look at the setup here.
We've got a neon sign.
Yeah.
We've got a fake plant.
Fake plant. A nice, don't mind that we're in my basement and there's linoleum floors. They can't see that.
No, it's fine.
And yeah, people, you know, it's on YouTube if you're, or just listen and just imagine how beautiful the set is.
Yeah. But, I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Jake, for those who don't know, Jake helps me with everything, shoots the videos, helps me write a lot of it. And now we're on the podcast.
And we're on the same rec basketball team, too. Yeah, don't forget that. Yeah, you surprise you didn't
right.
start with that.
Rec basketball. is very important. we lost a close one in the championship.
Yeah, second place.
Second place. I, you know, it's funny. How hard is it? It's really hard to find six, like eight guys. We need more of those because I feel, you know, I'm like 6'1". I'm not tall, but I find myself to be one of the taller guys out there in a rec basketball setting. And so I had to guard a 6'8" guy.
Yeah.
And that was...
If you're our leading rebounder, we're probably not going to win.
Yeah, right. So it was an uphill battle from the start, but that's when you know you're getting old, when it's like, rec basketball, yeah, you know, it's just good, nice way to get a little sweat.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
Love to get a little workout in, just running with the fellas.
Yeah, you know, just, it's fun, something to do. We start saying that, something to do.
Something
like your
do.
Life, you're just trying to fill the time till the end.
Yeah, just until Brutal. I die, just give me something on Tuesdays. Just anything, give me a show. A league but to be in.
Yeah, Jake, teammates, in a lot of ways. How nice. Or anyways, sorry. Where you been, man? What you been up to?
Let's see. Not a whole lot. Went to your home state this past weekend, Oklahoma.
Ooh, go Pokes.
Poke 'em. It was a good time.
Poke 'em.
I had Whataburger. Had to take advantage of that.
Oh,
so good, dude.
Jeez, dude.
Honey butter chicken biscuit.
Whataburger. Some of y'all know. That's, and then it, you said Torchy's Tacos, too.
And Torchy's Tacos. Yeah, baby.
Man. Dude, I love food.
I also went to Chili's, which a lot of people made fun of me. But it's just a good restaurant. You know, it doesn't matter where you are.
Chili's has a special place in my heart. I don't know about you, but growing up, shout out to that was the nicest place we ever went. Like, my dad is smart. He trained us, like, we're going to Chili's tonight. We'd be like, no way!
Whoa! Okay, I'm going to go dress up.
And water, though. But soda costs $2. What do you mean? And every now and then he'd let me get the strawberry lemonade, and I would drink 11 glasses. But yeah, it's funny. It took me years to untrain myself to feel like it's okay to order an entree that costs more than $8.99.
It is weird when you start.
It took years.
Yeah, that's how I am with chocolate milk. That was such a delicacy back in the day, and now it's like, Jake, you can get this whenever you want. It doesn't need to be a holiday.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be your birthday. You can just get chocolate milk whenever you want.
So
which is pretty cool. One of my favorite things about adulthood is definitely chocolate milk consumption.
That is crazy.
Anyway, what about you? What's new with you?
Yeah, I've been doing some travels. I was on some flights. That's what you do when you travel.
One of my favorite ways to travel through the air. easily.
Yeah, just flights. So great. And you know, I was talking about airplanes recently, but you know, I had some delays, and just people go nuts when it's delayed.
They don't like them.
Yeah, and I really would, like, think about it. We're getting on a plane, and it's just taking. There's like hundreds of them through the air all over the country, all every hour, and it's like we'll be leaving 15 minutes late. People are like, oh, are you kidding me? Are you stupid, dude? Just figure it out. It's like, I mean, give them a break.
I was, I was in the terminal a couple months ago on a flight, and like it had already been delayed, granted, so people were a little upset, but it was like because of fog or something, like out of everyone's control. It's just super foggy.
Horrible storms, like, screw you.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Trump's America.
Yeah.
It never used to be this foggy. They're already a little upset because it's been delayed. And then they come over the loudspeaker. Delta passengers, flight 3793. We found a hole in the engine. It's going to take about 20 minutes to fix. We apologize for the delay. And everyone's like, oh, you're kidding me. 20 minutes?
It's like, take your time, please.
Yeah. Please, take 45 minutes. There's a what now going
Dude,
on?
There was one time I was on a flight. I was on one of the first few rows. It was Southwest, so it didn't matter. And they're like doing a thing where, like, give it, there's something with like the computer. We have to bring in like a specialist. And it was like a good 45 minute delay, which, you know, was annoying, but they're like, we need to, there's something wrong. We need to fix it. So I'm like, people are getting upset. Hurry up. You know, it's like, please make sure it's fixed.
I'm on some machine that has taken thousands of engineers to build and understand the science of, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Take your time.
The planes make no sense.
Planes and cruise ships, dude. I've actually Googled how cruise ships float multiple times. Dude, I still don't know.
Cruise ships. I've been on a couple of cruises. I don't think I'll do it. It was fun, but I feel like in the back of my mind the whole time, I'm like, I'm stuck out here.
We're going down.
Yeah.
We're going down.
I like read, I don't know why I did this, before I got on, read horror stories of people like flopping off the side.
Flopping off?
Yeah, dude.
And like how a they're fish like, out of water.
Dude, you're out there in the middle. It's dark as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's, imagine yourself flopping off and that huge ship just off in the distance, you're just floating and it just goes to black. That's really dark.
It's a pretty satisfying way to die. Just so sad and slow.
Jeez, dude.
Before cruise ships, I like to watch, I just watch them back to back over and over again. I watch Titanic to scare me and then Castaway to give me hope.
Yeah.
Like, no,
brilliant.
I could make it.
Yeah.
I could find a volleyball,
brilliant.
Make friends with it.
Yeah. And then Overboard.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Love, I don't know.
Is it that movie where she gets amnesia or whatever? Yeah.
Because she fell off and
I think so, yeah.
I don't really remember. My mom was like, this is my favorite movie.
I
never really watched it.
One of my favorite movies that glorifies mental health issues.
Yeah.
That and 50 First Dates.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe The Notebook. A great dementia movie.
50 First Dates is an aging well, huh?
What do you mean?
Or is that like not PC anymore? I don't even know what it is anymore.
Oh.
No, it's still funny. Yeah.
I think.
Brain damage is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Should have brought that up.
Speaking of flight delays, while you're talking, I remembered, this is pretty embarrassing, but one time I was in an airport that I was unfamiliar with. I was like flying out of Philadelphia, and we've talked about this. You can't fall asleep on planes at all.
No.
I'm sorry. That
not
has
at
to
all.
Suck.
Yeah, I talked about that on the podcast I think, a couple episodes ago where I tried to beat it with wine and landed in like 4 hours ahead and it was like 6 a.m. and it was horrible.
So I can't sleep on planes very well. It's like a second bed to me. And I get on this plane, I actually play a game with myself. I try to fall asleep before they give you like the instructions on how to fasten a seatbelt.
Wow.
Mainly because one, I already know how to fasten a seatbelt. Kind of crazy. Kind of in the upper
1%
dude, there.
Yeah.
We could talk about that for a while.
Yeah. Obviously they have to do it, but man, it's gonna feel so crummy. No one pays attention.
No,
never seen anyone. And then if you ever sit in the emergency row, they're like, "Hey, eyes to me. I need your verbal consent. You're gonna do something." I want to roll my eyes, and be like, "Okay, if we crash and don't die, I'll help." But even then, no, I'm out of here. All right, everyone, single file. It's just never. That will never happen.
Yeah, verbal consent too. It just makes me feel.
Do you? I feel like a lot of times I get on there and the emergency exit row is like available. Like people don't want to sit there.
They don't.
Which is so strange.
You get extra leg room.
They don't want that. Like, I don't want that responsibility.
Yeah, just in case.
Like this. Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle that. I just, at work, things are, it's already tough enough. I'm taking on more responsibility with the promotion.
I know.
I just don't know if I can handle the exit row right now.
Yeah, but get on the way. I can't do this.
That'd just be one more thing.
Yeah.
anyway, I get on this plane. I fall asleep instantly. Then I wake up to people deboarding the plane. So I just assume, oh, we're here. We're in Dallas now. Get off the plane. I exit the terminal. I go to baggage claim.
Yeah.
Not only is my bag not showing up, no bags are showing up. And honestly, I'm the only one at this baggage claim.
No way.
This is a true story. I guess something had happened with the plane. You know, they had to do something to it. So they're like, it's going to take forever. We're going to just deboard you guys and get on a new plane. And so I napped for like an hour and a half on the same plane, just left. Like, thought I was at a different airport.
So you like walked out in the same city and you were so confused.
Well, not at the time. I didn't really think about it much. I just thought I was like
in a new city.
Yeah, in my destination.
You didn't notice the city you were in until when?
Until I got to baggage claim, until I was out of the terminal.
I was picturing you like...
And I'm not in an Uber.
An Uber like, oh, that's my house. You're completely convinced of one reality and then it switches. That's such a rare, like, freaky moment. I had one.
It'll rock your world.
Yeah, I was... did a little summer abroad program. And so we're trying to see things, you know, we're broke college kids, so it's like cheap as possible. So we want to do like a Rome for 3 days on the weekend. And we found a train that was like €3 and it was like overnight, disgusting.
Okay.
And you got on there, it was like scary. Like there's for sure people on there were like homeless or like druggies. And
but it's like, hey, this will get us to Rome.
Right.
That's fine.
And so this is on the way back actually, and you have like little sections of six seats, but there's eight of us. And so people are like, we don't want to leave. So eight of us crammed in there.
Okay.
And it's from midnight to 7.
Okay.
So just
prime time.
You're trying, you know, sitting, trying to sleep. And then it's like, we had a couple layovers, if you will, another train, get back to where we were staying at like 4 p.m.
Okay.
So I'm done, you know, I'm exhausted. I'm going to take a nap. I lay down. And I wake up and it says 6:30. Like, okay, and a nice little like few hours in me feeling much better. It's Sunday night. I have school the next day. So I might go on a run. It's like a nice feeling to have that Sunday evening.
Right.
And then my friends are both asleep. They wake up, you know, an hour or two later and they're kind of doing this and that. And they're like, dude, are you going to get ready? I was like, what? we're about to leave for school. And I was like, oh, real funny guys.
Okay. I'm not 12.
And they had to like really convince me, show me both their phones. And I realized I had slept what felt like a 2-hour nap was actually like a 14-hour slumber. And
that's
I woke
amazing.
Up Monday morning and it was like so like earth. I've never been so confused.
You just question
and, like,
everything.
Yeah. I'm like,
who are you?
Yeah.
What's your name? What's my name?
Where am I? Oh, but it's
that's
so
crazy.
Scary.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was just like, you think you're in a different time zone, and now I'm here, and I'm so stupid. Also, felt that a lot.
When sleep deceives you like that, you're like sleeping that hard. It's so scary. You're like people could be doing all sorts of things to me in the night. I have no idea what's happening.
This is not as big of an example, but equally earth shattering. Have you ever like maybe thought you were getting like sweet tea? And then, like, they get root beer in there.
You're completely convinced. Yeah.
That'll rock my world just as much as being in the wrong city.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the biggest one that happened to me was I was at church, and I grew up Southern Baptist. There's always grape juice, no alcohol.
For communion?
Yeah, for communion. And I was at this church, not really paying attention, which is not probably good, but I guess there wasn't wine and grape juice option. So I'm just going through, I dab it in there, and I take it. And I'm like, I'm like, oh my gosh,
this grape juice is old.
That really rocks me, dude. Communion.
That reminds me, we can maybe tell people a little behind the scenes, a video we almost did.
Oh yes, that's a great point. I didn't want to be like insensitive to communion, but you start to see communion now. There's like gluten-free.
That's getting pretty normal now.
Yeah, very normal, which I 5 years ago, I remember joking like, where's the gluten-free?
Yeah.
And now it's a thing.
It's on the left.
And it's like, while I'm going to this like very intimate, like a, you know, love fueled thing, I'm like, side-eyeing people. And I'm like, I hate them. Like, oh, this sucks. And then, we were joking that I'm maybe going to make a skit, but we decided maybe it's, you know, insensitive, but
maybe, not worth it. Maybe
not worth it, but you know, just like, when will it end? So there'll be, you know, there's keto warriors trying to commune in, so they can't have the carbs.
Yeah, a pastor comes up and starts just slowly naming all the different options. Like, come take this bread. We've got, you know, your normal bread up here, and then gluten-free is on the left.
Yeah. And then you keto warriors.
And then you keto warriors out there, I stand with you, and that'll be on the right. We've got some pork rinds for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. The Whole 30, head to the back for some plum juice. Yeah. That's all farm to table.
If you're intermittent fasting, I know we're in the early service. You can't eat yet. So just meet in the back right corners. Take a big gulp of air. Just you guys can all do that together.
It's a to-go. Just when you break your fast in a couple hours, go ahead and then do it. So yeah, I don't know when that'll end. But the one time I did communion and I was the first up. It was the type where you like tear off a hunk and then dunk it in there. I mean, it's pretty gross, but it was like they didn't know that I was the first up and they didn't know it was like this super stale loaf. So I tried to, it was like hunking off a crouton. It just like million little pieces in my hand. And I just kind of, I look at her and, you know, she's like the body of Christ. And I kind of look at her and she like looks at me like, I don't know.
And you're like, do I snort this?
I can't dunk this in the water. So I just walked off and kind of like.
lapped it
up like a cat in my hand and was like this. Well, I don't know what else to do. So
it just felt a little unholier that month. Something was a little off. I should have gone with the whole piece of bread.
Yeah.
There's a Devo in there somewhere. Anyway.
But yeah, communion. Speaking of, my travels, I was at a wedding not too long ago. I go to a lot of weddings still. They do communion up there. That's great. But the, I don't know, weddings are interesting. They're all the same.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot more that we do so traditionally now. Like, right. No matter what you believe.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's just kind of, I don't know. There's certain things I would remove, but I don't know what else you do to make it interesting. But
yeah, because if you start getting too weird, then people think you're just this, like, pagan who, you know, heretic. Why would you not wear a white dress? Not in a church. You didn't have bridesmaids, you know, whatever. You had a female officiant, you know, there's like all this.
Yeah, I feel like I talk about weddings a lot. They're just a big part of my life right now. I'm going to them all the time, but I went to one a few months ago, and I swear, you know, he walked his mom down the aisle, you know, that before like the bride comes down, he walked her down and like walks his mom and grandma sits him down, but when he sat his mom down and like hugged her, he kissed her on the mouth.
Oh,
I swear I saw that.
Big old lip nap with mom.
I swear. And they all look around like,
everybody seen this?
No one's seen this? So maybe I swear I saw it. And then when he went to like kiss the bride, I felt like he gave mom a better one.
Oh, you hate to see that. That is interesting. Like,
did
you go to that wedding with people? Like, did you guys go over this afterwards?
And I was like, dude, did you see that? And they're like, yeah, I think I did. And then I said, dude, did mom get a better one? And they're like, stop.
I swear, mom slipped some tongue in. I think she did. I think she did.
And it's like, I notice a lot with a lot of couples, they look alike.
Mm-hmm.
And, or like, he's marrying her who looks like his mom or vice versa. And
you like can't even tell like the dads apart almost. Like, well, that's kind of weird that their dads look alike. Kind of starting to wonder why they clicked so well.
Freud maybe had a point.
Who?
Freud. I think that was his thing. He said, like, you fall in love with your mom or something.
Oh.
Was that him? It was someone who said, like, growing up, you cling to your mom more than your dad because, like, you are, like, attracted to your mom and your dad's a threat or something.
Mm. Freud did a lot of stuff.
It's probably wrong, interesting.
Because I'm very attracted to my dad, so that is not true. I will tell you firsthand.
I am living proof that is incorrect.
I get married kissing my dad all over. No, wow. Anyway, I know Oedipus. He was the guy who really liked his mom. Do you know that?
Wait, what?
I don't even want to say it.
Oh, it's too much?
Okay. Yeah, it's like a Greek mythology story. Oedipus, was a big fan of his mom. Ugh. Anyway.
But, real quick, what are your thoughts on, like, this maybe, we're not dads, but when dads like kiss their young, like toddler boys, it's their son.
You can just say Tom Brady, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, he's...
Have you seen that clip, right?
That one's crazy.
It's crazy.
He's laying there getting a massage. He's like, hey, buddy. And he's like, come here, give me a kiss. And he comes over and he goes...
Well, no, all his son wants to do, he's like, dad, can I check my fantasy football lineup?
Is that what
he asked? The most innocent 12-year-old boy thing. His dad said, if you give me a kiss... Which is already like red flag.
You could tell when he was asking it, he already knew the answer. He's like, can I do one little thing without a kiss?
Yeah.
But then, so he comes over and he's like, And then Tom's like,
Tom does not like
no,
those.
No, 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 no. Hey, hey, hey. Get back here. And that's like,
welcome back to Tom Brady kissing ASMR.
ASMR. It was.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that clip, go YouTube Tom Brady kissing his son.
Yeah, but we're not dads, and I'm sure once I have a kid, I'll feel way different. But yeah. I've always thought like weird.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna
like a 3-year old.
I don't know if I'm gonna kiss him on the lips that much. But yeah, we're not fathers, so I don't know.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't go.
And if you're out there kissing your kids, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Better than doing other things. So all things. No,
not like that. Not like that. Okay, okay.
Okay.
No, that's great. But yeah, the
weddings, dude. Yeah. So I've like, they're so cookie cutter, mm-hmm. and I've like filmed a decent amount of them too. So I've been to quite a few, and just like, yeah, they're just wild. Because yeah, the ceremony is obviously very traditional. They kind of do it the same way. Although something maybe for you to think about, you know, we're very much in a culture these days where equality is king and queen. See, look at me,
preach,
already doing it.
But
I feel like the queen. Bride gets a big,
unfair.
Yeah, like it's her day.
Yeah.
She walks down the aisle. People are standing. Groom's walking down the aisle. We don't really care.
Yeah.
He's like the first one to go to get this over with.
I love, yeah. She like walks down, everyone stands up, and all the people are like, they're like looking at him and like back to the groom.
Look at
like,
her. Look at him. Is he going to cry? Know,
I feel like that'd be such a weird space because the guy knows he's got to show some emotion.
Yeah. He's like, I got eyes on me. It's like being on camera.
Some dudes just never have that in them. Right?
Yeah.
And it's just, they're up there like, you could tell when they're trying. They're like, you know, dude, I feel like that's tough. But
I think wedding, you try to have an equal entrance into the venue as the bride.
I know, you know, it's like you said, it's equality time. You know, I agree. I want my dad to walk me down and then kiss him on the mouth. Oh, okay.
That'll get people on their feet. I'll tell you that. Woo! They won't start on their feet, but yeah, you come out there with a cool little song and maybe some white doves fly behind you.
Yeah.
Could be sick.
Man, starting the kind of wedding planning for myself, I remember being like, they're like, it's just her day. You just let her. I'm like, no, dude, it's our day. Disagree. It's no. And you try. And then it's kind of like, we like look at a venue. I'm like, this is great.
That's great.
And she's
me.
Like, and I'm like, and finally I've, all right, just go pick one.
Like, Trey, are you even looking at the chandeliers in the bathrooms?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. I don't think
it's
so.
It's a little more rustic than I wanted.
Like, I was thinking more farmhouse, less rustic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know these words.
Yeah. more farmy, less barny. Like, isn't that the barns are on farms?
Barn and farm. They're synonymous.
No. Farmhouse, not barnhouse. Yeah. They're different. Okay.
Very, very different.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking more mason jar, less, glass vase.
Yeah.
Like, what does that even mean? Is this literally what you want?
Just,
or is this a theme?
My like, it's like, is there food and drinks? Cool.
Is there enough room to dance?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. But a lot of weddings.
The other part about weddings is that I think people who probably don't go to them as much don't realize are so cookie cutter is the reception is actually very, they're all the same as well. It's not just a ceremony. From start to finish, weddings are all the same.
Yeah.
The like you just went to a wedding this mm-hmm. weekend. I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at the first few words that the maid of honor said in her toast at the reception.
Are you talking about the rehearsal dinner or reception?
No, this is at the reception.
Oh, reception. Okay.
This is at the reception in front of everyone. She's giving her her toast, and she starts with, without a doubt, for those of you who don't know me, starts like that every time.
Yep.
Like every wedding. Notice it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay. I want you to guess like how this made, you know, last few maid of honor speeches, like how they execute it.
Okay, so
like
we've
what
got
they say, what they
we've got two schools of thought here mm-hmm. with the maid of honor speech. You've got just monotone script reader, and then you've got highly emotional, no one can understand you because you're laughing and crying throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
So this first mm-hmm. one looks like an MLA formatted, parenthetically cited thesis paper that she's written to the bride.
Like she's had people proofread it.
Do you think superb or terrific for characteristics through high school?
Dude, my sister wrote one once. She's like, Trey, because everyone wants to be funny, right?
Especially
she's like, Trey, I want you to help me like proofread it, but I want it to be funny. I need your help to make it funny.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh. Like you're either funny or not. But and then she, so I read it and she's like written jokes in there that she's claimed she's like Googled like funny wedding jokes.
Oh,
and it's just like, what was one? It was something like, yeah, she told me she's been waiting for this. Or no, what was the joke? Dude, it was so bad I can't remember it. It was like, she said she, 30 minutes ago when I talked to her, she said she like was ready to bail. Or like something as simple as that. And you're like, the room's just going to be like, what?
Uh-huh.
What?
I guess that was
She's like, or like maid of honor. That was like M-A-D-E.
Oh.
That one, that maybe as a tweet, but it's going to be hard. Like, no, like M-A-D-E, I don't spell it. So yeah, they either type it out and they're just like reading it off.
And I always feel bad for like the bride or groom. Like they probably don't feel that necessarily loved if it's like, you're having to write down how you feel about me. You know, like if we're really close, I would be like, yeah, just speak from the heart. Just tell me how
true,
you feel.
True.
So I always feel bad for them. And then the opposite route is just the like, okay, so, you know, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Janine's sister. And oh, I cannot believe this day is here. Oh my gosh. I said I wasn't going to cry. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's like you're crying like one sentence in.
Yeah, it's the exact one. I said I'm not going to cry, but let's like, I need to like do some laughs so we can get
through
this.
And then the audience fake laughs to like help her through it.
So like, I always remember this one story. We were growing up and like and tell this story that like only them two understand. And you're just like outside of it. And you're like,
yeah, we used to dream up her wedding and she used to have the Rugrat pillowcases.
Yeah.
And she's like expecting a laugh.
The forts we made.
Yes. And you always wanted the top bunk.
Yeah.
No one laughs because like, we don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah. Just super big on the inside jokes and like they are special memories. I'll give you that. But it's like as a speech, as a public speaker, no one knows what in the world you're talking about.
Yeah. It's amazing how every bride, everyone I've ever been to, the bride is the most amazing person on the world, in the planet.
It is crazy.
Yeah. And I guess each time they happen to like, this girl is like, has surpassed the last one in that time span.
She's the most deserving person.
They say, you just radiate pure joy and everyone knows it. I don't know what that
is. You're just glowing of this essence and your aura is just radiating. It's like you're describing an essential oil.
I think anyone who knows blank can agree she's the most kind person. You know, it's like, well, she's...
I will say it's not just the girls though. No. Guys are also bad at this because I think they have more pressure to be funny.
For sure.
And sometimes that can just come across forced. I think sometimes the speech can just come across as a highlight reel of college.
Yeah. Like always that bro from like high school friend, you know, all his college people are like really judging him. He's the groom's like, yeah, dude, stop. He's like, yeah, dude. I mean, I remember all those field parties.
Oh man,
like, man, you were,
let's just say
he's calmed down a little bit. You know, he's up there like, dude, no, stop.
Please shut up. Yeah. We never thought he was going to get married. Oh my gosh. Yeah. He was just one girl after the other. I mean, we couldn't even remember their names. It was crazy.
Yeah.
What's your name, by the way?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Let's just say we're glad he found you, Anna, because there were a lot, or I've been to quite a few of those rehearsal dinners where they mention a lot of like exes.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is just never okay. Like, he was the father of the bride. And he's like, you know, I got to know Matthew or whoever she was marrying. I really got to know him. He was good friends with her ex, you know, and I was really close to her, you know, Brian, the ex. And so I'd see Matthew around, but Brian and I were, and it's like, stop. And everyone at the wedding's like, we all know Brian too. Like,
yeah, please.
He was great, but he's gone.
He's dead. Please stop talking about
him. He's an ex and he's dead, dude. No.
Yeah, and the dad thinks he's like telling the story in a way that like, you know, wraps it all up. And it's like,
well,
just,
no, I was highlighting the groom.
You know, then and now.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just don't bring up the exes. Yeah, it's too bad. But have you ever been a best man? Have you ever been in that position to give a speech?
I've been a best man once. It was like the first one I've ever been in. You know, that
oh, wow. So you didn't really get to see like what a best man speech.
I didn't know what was going on. You know, it was, now I'm a pro, but back then it was like, okay, maybe best man.
This is a wedding podcast now.
Right. I mean, every episode we're going to touch a little bit. No, we're not. This is it, but hopefully. And so I'm best man. I'm making a speech to the whole, like at the reception and people were like, what are you going to say? What have you got prepared? I'm like, oh, I'm just going to, like, I don't know, say a few things. Or
speak,
like,
from the heart.
What? What? You haven't written anything. The maid of honor has like a 4-page typed essay that she's had, you know, peer edited. And I'm like, I thought I was just going to go, like, say some things.
She's planning on posting this online afterwards to, like.
She used like EduBirdie to get it. Paid someone to write it. And I was like,
just going to talk about
it. Psyched me out. Yeah, but yeah. I went fine. But I don't know, dude. They really tried to psych me out. I was like, can I? It's, yeah, the girls, like, really, which is sweet. They put in a lot of effort. But yeah, the guy's like, I'm just going to kind of say some stuff. Yeah. You know,
whatever. Which can definitely backfire.
Yeah.
It's definitely the safe route to go with writing.
Have you been
down.
A best man?
I have once as well. A few years back. I legitimately don't even know if this guy would even consider me his best friend. I think, like, he genuinely just wanted me to be the one who gave a speech. Mm-hmm. I was just his funniest friend. He's like, you know, don't let me down on that speech. So I didn't. I gave it everything I had. Nice. That was the best material to date. Just for a quick tip for, since this is a wedding podcast, this is welcome back to
give the people what they want.
Yeah. Bridals and
Boys.
Bridal Boys podcast.
The Bridal Boys.
A tip for anyone out there, you can steal this joke because it'll work. I'm convinced it'll work with any audience. If you're a best man, when I said, I was like, you know, thank you, Alex, for letting me be your best man. You know, that's a lot of trust you have in me because, you know, you don't know what I'm going to say. You didn't proofread any of this. Like, I can say anything I want right now, and this could be the worst 2 minutes of your day. And so that's really exciting. I appreciate the trust you have, you know. But as far as the worst 2 minutes of your beautiful bride's day, that's going to be later on tonight.
Oh,
got the people going.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's because, you know, we go to a lot of Southern Christian weddings.
That's conservative.
That's a little, yeah. That's I want to use that.
It's like he mentioned sex.
That's great, dude. Oh. That's a joke that my mother would definitely be like, I don't know if you should have said that, which is the best. It's the best kind of joke.
I will say I cleared it with the groom.
I might use that one day. Is that okay?
Use it for anything.
Yeah,
not even a speech.
Okay. Just in conversation.
Worst 2 minutes of your day. You. Yeah. Later on tonight.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what? What are you saying?
That's great.
Yeah. So we're the Bridal Boys, and
the Bridal Boys,
thanks for tuning
in. And that
in.
Concludes today's wedding podcast. We're moving on.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Speaking of...
What else is on your mind?
Kisses.
Trey?
I thought kisses. Of kisses, and then I made it think of Kiss Cam. And I went to like, it wasn't too long ago, I went to some sporting event and they do the kiss game, which I love. Don't you love a good kiss game?
I'm nervous the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh. Like I could be sitting next to like my bros.
Honestly.
And I'm still nervous.
Of all of the like, maybe the number one reason to like get a girlfriend or like married or something is the kiss cam.
That's the number one reason.
So, man, it is. Have you ever been on the kiss cam or like the kiss cam begins and you're sitting next to a female stranger?
Oh God.
Dude.
What would you do?
I feel like has that ever happened to you? Because no. I plan it. Well, not like shown to you, but you're sitting next to a girl and you're like, oh my gosh, you're like standing and you're like, what would you do? What would you do?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I feel like I've been in every scenario. I've been sitting next to my sister. I've been on a first date. I've been with stranger. Like all of them are bad.
Stuff,
yeah, sister's scary. I don't know what I would actually do, but I'm thinking about it. If I was sitting next to a stranger and I got put on the kiss cam, I think I would try to make it. I would try to make me seem like the butt of the joke. So right. I would try to lean in hard for a kiss, hoping she would
like
reject
sarcastically,
me.
Sarcastically. And then you're like, oh, I meant to.
And then I could play it off, hopefully in a funny way.
Yeah,
I think that would be funny.
Like yeah. But the kiss cam. And then you got your typical people, the ones who are drunk and do too much. And then the old people who are like,
yeah. Yeah. And people always cheer for them. They get after it.
Yeah.
It's just such a funny, like, kind of a funny premise,
dude,
I guess.
Yeah,
just
I heard
like,
of, I,
hey,
I
when the baseball game gets slow, we're going to turn a camera on
come
people,
on.
Put them on a huge screen, and make them kiss.
Dude, I know of one story of like, this buddy of mine was kind of talking to this girl, and then he was like at a Thunder game, and he found, like the girl he was like kind of talking to, he found out that probably wasn't going to work because she was on the kiss game with another guy.
What? That's how he like
it, he wasn't like dating her, but you know they're kind of like maybe we have a thing, like they're kind of texting, and then it's like kiss cam with another dude, you know?
Oh my god.
So I guess
she is going on other dates.
Yeah,
all right,
okay,
so there,
well,
now I have it.
All right, got it.
That's funny.
That's where it gets funny. But
here's a quick one-liner for you about kiss cams. I think kiss cams are awkward because I can never get my belt undone fast enough.
It's so awkward, man. Gosh,
just
dang.
Imagine someone just trying to
ready.
Just to get after it.
Yeah,
kiss cam.
Kiss cam.
Oh, we're gonna do more than that,
man. There's been a few close ones. I've seen some wild ones, and the new addition that I loved is the like Simba cam, where people like lift up their toddlers. Have you ever seen that?
That's an awesome idea. No,
yeah.
I've never seen that.
I've seen Simba it a couple cam. Times. I don't know if they call it that, but they play the Circle of Life, or whatever, and they lift up their babies.
See, that's a great idea.
It's
I think
adorable.
There's so many other
Everyone
ways
likes babies.
To put people. On the Jumbotron in a fun way,
yeah.
Other than like making them kiss. I think that's so weird that that's so like normalized.
Yeah. Dude,
Dance cam is fun.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Because, okay, kiss cam, you know, whatever, 20 years ago was like the best idea they could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are other ideas that they're like, no, that would be too weird to make people do on camera?
Oh, man. Like,
slap cam.
Slap cam.
Just slap
classic.
Your neighbor.
Yeah, just. Yeah, fight cam, go! And you're like, oh my god, you put your popcorn down and just come on,
fight cam.
Yeah,
that's great.
Start wrestling.
Yeah,
break up cam. Like,
oh, all right,
this is it.
Sorry.
Yeah,
we put you on the Jumbotron. You have
Dang
to end it.
It.
Break
Dang
up
it.
Cam. That's funny.
Swingers cam, like two couples near each other. Swap.
This is the eighth inning. Is sponsored by Wife Swap on ABC.
Yeah,
it's swingers cam.
Man, I want to go to like the beach in the winter is always what I try to do because the winters suck.
Exactly.
And I was looking up just different resorts and you know, randomly, and I stumbled upon this one. It was called Hedonism.
Oh boy.
And it's like a swingers resort, and it was just openly honest about it. And there's like dedicated rooms that looked like something out of 50 Shades of Grey.
Sin.
On a budget. Yeah. Sin. Oh, dude. Oh, how gross.
Now,
if any swingers are listening, to each their own, but I don't know.
But how gross.
But to like ghosts, dude, that's crazy.
Just the name Hedonism kind of makes me squirm a little
yeah.
bit. Because I think that's, well, maybe it's not in and of itself bad. I think hedonism is like just like the pursuit of like what you want to do.
Right, right.
But I feel like that's not typically very wholesome things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to play a little Scrabble.
Yeah, imagining like.
Watch TV.
Yeah, imagining just accidentally booking that. What a nightmare that would be.
Well, dude, funny you say that. And I was in New Orleans last summer. And when we were there, we were only there for like a day. But there was a swingers convention in town. Didn't know that till about 3 hours into our time at Bourbon Street. But yeah, it was kind of wild.
Wow.
And yeah, it felt a little weird being around.
That's so interesting. Swingers, man.
That's why I haven't got married. I'm just too nervous that...
It's tough to find another swinger.
Yeah, it is tough. I didn't know about hedonism.
Bridal boys are swingers. Just kidding. I'm pretty sure my fiance's mom probably listens to this. Not a swinger.
It's one of my first questions I asked, actually.
Yeah. Son, are you going to take care of my daughter?
Well, actually, I have some questions for you. Yeah. You ever been to hedonism? No? Okay, we're good then.
Oh, man.
We're good.
Moving on. Speaking of relationships, I thought recently, we make the middle schooler videos that people love.
They love them.
Middle school's, that age is horrible. It's the worst time in life. And I'm dreading having kids in that world. I mean, that's not good for a long time. But I was thinking back to caring about armpit hair and stuff like that. Isn't that crazy?
It's so much is changing. Oh, and you don't know anything.
Don't know anything. And you're like, I remember my first girlfriend. All the relationships made me think of my first girlfriend.
Let's call her...
Sarah Beth.
Okay, because that was her name.
No, it really wasn't. I don't
Okay, you and Sarah Beth.
Her name was Katie, actually, because half the white girls in the world, that's their name, I think. My gosh, there's so many. And I remember it started with oh, did you know she likes you? And, I was, late bloomer, braced. I couldn't even talk to her. I was so shy. I never talked to a girl. I was like, oh my gosh. And you start getting all the pressure, ask her out. You're like at 12. And I'm just like, I guess I. So I went to her locker.
This is what I have to do now.
I went to her locker and tapped her on the back, you want to go out? She goes, okay. And then I walked off.
Yes.
And then, later that day, her AIM said handle was like, I love Trey. He's my BFF. And I was
this is so easy.
Yeah. And then the next day, I remember the next day at school, she greeted me with a hug. And it was the first time I've ever hugged a girl outside of my family. And it was like,
oh my gosh.
Whoa. It was like a little side hug. I was like, I feel that. Whoa.
So that's what they were talking about in health class.
Yeah. And then a saved seat at lunch. It was like,
oh, baby.
Wow. This is 3 weeks later. Some messenger came up and said, yeah, she wants to break up.
Gosh, some messenger. It was never her.
Never her.
Hey, Lindsay wanted me to come over and tell you that Ashley said she's...
just doesn't see it anymore. Doesn't see a future. It's so weird. I vividly remember a girl looking me right in the eyes and going, you're not that cute.
Oh. Jeez.
But it's crazy at that age what that... I was actually like...
Dang it.
Dang it, dude. Yeah.
I wish I was.
I wish I was a cutie.
I wish I was a cutie. I remember I moved from a school in a bigger city to out in the country in fourth grade. And I guess those two things are correlated. Maybe it was just a coincidence, but at my other school, no one was going out with anyone. Mm. And then I moved out in the country and it was that's Kara. She's going out with Evan. That's Stacy. She's going out with Matthew. And I was like, what? Like, I still remember this because I was so confused. And I was going out. Oh, so they go on dates here and stuff. And they're like, no, you just say going out.
Exactly.
And I remember, I was in fifth grade. And I was still so, I was like, what? This is so dumb.
Yeah.
You just say it? I was like, you don't go anywhere? Like, no.
That is so weird. That's all it was. It was.
Are people still doing that?
In middle school and stuff?
Yeah. Are they still going out, sitting next to each other at lunch? Probably, I guess.
They're sexting pretty heavily.
That's the thing, too. It's scary to have a kid nowadays.
Oh. Well, you think of all the cringe. You look at just 3 years ago, the stuff I posted online. I'm like, oh, I wish that.
Oopsie.
Yeah. But, just cringy stuff. And you think, what if your middle school stuff lived online forever? Current kids now. I'm on TikTok, dude, and I'll scroll and it'll pop up on my feed a girl who's in maybe high school, and she's like, you're a slave for my, do not lie. It's like, oh my gosh.
I'm going to pop that thing. Pop that thing.
It's
because
happening?
There's probably some old profile pictures of me on Facebook that my kids might see someday because I think Facebook's not going anywhere. So it's that'll be embarrassing for them to see it.
Yeah.
But it's not like I twerked on TikTok. Yeah, and that's not going anywhere either. That's scary.
It is. It's very, and I'm really, you see this generation of just really attractive teenagers getting a following.
That's all it takes.
So they're making money, and it's like, what does that look like in 10 years?
Are you a 14-year-old boy with a good jawline?
Yeah.
Congrats, you're famous.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But then what, because that would mess with you so much. Like, I'm making more money than my parents, and I'm 14.
Yeah. And I'm having to do quite little, actually.
Yeah. So it's like, what's the longevity of that? I don't, that's fair. That should be a profile on New York Times.
Yeah. We'll write them.
Yeah, okay,
we'll see if they're interested in having us.
By the Bridal Boys. By the swinging Bridal Boys.
Hey, you probably, heard of us, but the Bridal Boys would like to have a little piece in the Times.
Please.
Yeah, so that's why I don't have kids.
Yeah, dude.
That's the only reason. And then the swingers thing is why I'm not married. No other reason, not any other shortcomings.
Yeah,
it's just those two.
Yeah.
Is why I'm not married.
Girls are lined up, but none of them are willing to, like, share. So it's like, yeah. That's not a thing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Jeez. Oh.
So there's some things. Trey, what else is on your mind, dude?
Man, I thought, speaking of weird underage kids and stuff, R. Kelly.
Okay, let's talk about him.
How's that for a segue? I was upset lately because I went out for karaoke.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite things.
Okay.
And every time it's I Believe I Can Fly.
That's your go-to?
Yeah. Oh, it always crushes. Perfect. I can't do that anymore, can I?
No, people are going to look down on you.
Oh.
People even complain, if you're out and someone like puts R. Kelly on the aux, it's like, oh, you probably shouldn't do that.
Man, it's very upsetting because karaoke, my friends used to love this. When I go up to karaoke, I just like go nuts. Just like, they're like, who's this guy think he is?
I mean, I would do the same thing. If I could sing like that, I would.
So it's always been this hilarious thing because I'm like, I believe I can fly. And just like go just for
runs
it.
Runs.
Yeah. Group of us went one time to like my friend's dad is like this like restaurateur, whatever you call him. And there's some banquet. He's like, I can't go. You guys just go. There's like free food.
Great.
So it was like us college kids and a bunch of like successful middle-aged men. And they had karaoke there.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird. It was kind of a fun, chill atmosphere, like 6 p.m. on a Thursday or something. So my friend's like, go. So I go up and do I Believe I Can Fly, just screaming in the middle of this banquet. And like several men came up to me after like, my gosh, young man.
Son, you can really sing.
Wow. The owner of Eskimo Joe's came over and was like, man, that was incredible.
Got some pipes on your
friends
son.
Friends are just dying. They're like, what are we doing here? And,
So now you got to find a new song.
Now I don't
and
know.
And you're mad
what
at R. Kelly. For a couple different things.
Yeah, well, that's down the list, but that's another complaint. I don't know what it would be next, but that's just been tough for me.
Yeah, karaoke, I'm sorry, dude.
Karaoke's so fun, man.
It is. Well, two things. One, I think it's a great song choice that you previously had.
Yeah.
I can't sing, but I'm not like scared to still go up
there. Do you have a go-to?
I just try to do something that like everyone else will know and will sing along with. That way it's not on me as much.
Yeah.
So or songs that just don't take that much singing talent.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Mouth, All Star. You're just talking.
Hey now. Yeah.
The rules start coming. Don't stop coming. You're just kind of chanting and everyone's with you.
Speaking of karaoke, I was on a cruise once and there was like a karaoke contest. So me and my friends like, it'd be so funny or whatever.
Showtime, baby.
And the way it worked was like they had 10 artists and you like could try out for one particular artist.
Got Prince or then, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it was like in the middle of the week and on like the last night of the cruise, there'd be like a show.
Oh, this is a sick idea.
So
I love
so
this.
There was Michael Jackson. You had to go up and see Billie Jean. So it's like, it was in this middle court. Yeah. There was like three people that did it. So there's a couple guys. I'm like, Billie Jean. And then there was like a few black women in the front who were like, ooh, he can sing. So they just like, who wins? And it was just by like a, yeah. And so like, so now I'm like, okay, this will be just funny and goofy. Immediately come up like, all right, here's the sheet of lyrics, here's a cassette tape so you can practice the song, we have rehearsals tomorrow and the show the next day.
This is awesome.
Okay, this is already a little more than I think. I'd like to be chilling by the pool. It's like I got rehearsal, guys. So it's a little more than I thought.
It's like I booked an ATV tour, but I guess I have auditions.
It's
now.
Like and one of my other buddies who he can sing and he was like doing Springsteen.
Okay.
Born in the USA.
Yeah, baby.
And then it was just eight other people and kind of bizarre people, and like some of them they're like, this is my third or fourth time doing this.
Oh, geez.
And they're like,
oh no.
So we go into the theater and there's like rehearsal and each little act has like a few back ground dancers.
Oh.
And you put a whole costume on. So I'm putting on like a Jerry Curl and a spark Jerry Curl wig and a sparkly glove. And I'm
this
like,
this is crazy. This is a high production crew.
Dude, I don't want to do this.
And I thought it was going to be like 3 minutes of my time.
So now, you know, of course, all of our, we came back on out. All our friends are like, this is going to, we cannot wait. And so yeah, it's like they choreograph it. So like my first move is like they start the music in spotlight. And I'm just supposed to like put my sequined hand out and shake it.
Before, so now like, you've got choreo.
So choreo come out, and then it was like background dancers. I'm like, Billie Jean is not my lover. I was trying to hit a few of those. Sure. Which also, I guess I can't see him anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
HBO
my God.
Documentaries.
Why am I picking these artists? What is wrong with me?
You're like, it's too bad Harvey Weinstein didn't have any music.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved it, apparently. It's terrible. But I do it, whatever. I remember this one guy in the front who really loved it. He was like, yeah! He was like clapping along.
King of pop!
But for the most part, people are sitting there like, there's nothing else. We've been on the ship for 5 days. What else are we going to do?
They just giving you nothing in the audience.
Yeah, but come out. And this was back in the like the Vine glory days.
Let's
so
go.
I like do like a probably a do fan picks with like 15 people.
Oh, wow.
Because they're like, that's the guy. So I'm like really humiliated because I'm like, I didn't think that people would know who I was. And now it's like, oh, you're the guy. And I'm like, as I'm in Jerry Curl way, it was just so weird.
And you're just like, those people are posting that. And then their followers are like, so the Vine guy is like a Michael Jackson impersonator?
Dude, yeah.
That's kind of weird.
It's, I found myself performing on vacations. We went to Mexico and the live band was like really good. But I guess the singer knew who I was.
Okay.
Like, you should come up and sing. And this is after one night, just really offhanded. I was like, yeah,
you're
cool.
Like, are there rehearsals and an outfit and choreo?
Yeah. But
no?
I was like, oh, yeah, man. You know, one of those like yeahs where it's like, definitely not really.
He's probably
like,
too nice.
Yeah. And the next day we're there and I'm literally like, I just dropped my new iPhone and shattered it.
Mm.
So I'm sitting there sad. I like have a drink and I'm just like, and then I just hear, and Trent Kennedy's going to come sing. And I was like, what?
Okay.
And they just call me up there and they're like, it's rock night. Pick a song. And I don't, it's like, I don't know any of this. And I finally, we pick one and it was, we just went with some Garth Brooks.
Oh, okay.
The Roots, but it was fine. It's just funny. And there's people the next day that this, you know, one woman was like, yeah, when you pick that, Friends in Low Places, and that's a tough song. I was a little worried, but you did all right. You know, she's like,
okay, Simon.
Yeah. Or, you know what? I'm just trying to have a vacation here.
Yeah. I could tell you've watched all 18 seasons of American Idol.
Yeah.
And you think,
hey,
you know,
Simon,
what being pitchy means, but you just, know, you know, I'm on vacation.
Yeah. She was like, give me a good critique. Okay.
Dude, speaking of karaoke, I was at Parlor last night in Kansas City.
Mm.
They have karaoke in the basement.
There's a basement?
Yeah. Didn't know that. I actually discovered that they have karaoke in the basement, which is a good time. But, anyway, it actually doesn't really have that much to do with karaoke other than it being there. But I was having a conversation with a girl last night, and I want to get your take on it. I was like, what'd you do this weekend? How was it? She's like, oh, I went down. I was like in Austin. I got to see the Jonas Brothers in concert. They were awesome. And I was like, oh, that's great. I've heard they're great live. She's like, although Nick Jonas was only 5'5", I found out. So disappointing.
Ruined.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, okay, before I say too much, I get that, like, from a female perspective, your stature is like kind of a big thing with attractiveness in a way.
I make fun because my Katie, she's 5'10.
Okay.
So she was like, I always said, like, if I was like your height, she's like, no. Like, you're horrible. Are you kidding me? She's like, well, you're that tall. So, but yeah, it's a thing. Girls are obsessed with that.
Oh, yeah. So I just like roasted her last night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. So you like his talent, but the thing he can't help at all kind of disappointed you.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Right.
That he can't help.
He's the best guy. I've said that to her. I remember I've said that to her before. I was like, what if he's a doctor? He's so nice. He's the best guy. You got 2 inches on him. No.
No, I'm not. It's not even an option.
Yeah. What?
He can't help it.
That's why those girls, Bagel Guy had a point. They created Bagel Guy.
I side with Bagel Guy.
Yeah. All the polarizing characters of this podcast. Bagel Guy.
Just imagine, here, let's say the roles were switched. Trey, you saw Selena Gomez in concert this weekend, right?
Dude, she's the hugest crush on her. She's the best.
I heard she has just like great energy on stage. Dude,
she donates to charity. And
So it was a good concert. You glad you went?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't stop thinking about it.
That's awesome. It sounds like a good time. I got to go sometime.
Yeah, for sure. Am I supposed to ask you something?
I thought you were going to be like,
wait, because
you were the one who went to the concert.
I thought you were asking me how tall she was.
Dang it.
What am I? I'm supposed to ask you how tall she was?
No, I thought you were just going to be like, but she was.
I was waiting for you to be like, how tall is she? But she's 6'6". Well, that. But and girl, you, if any girls listen to this, they're like, how dare you be? I dated a girl taller than me once.
You did?
I did.
Good for you, so, man.
Yeah, you can't say that to me.
You're not a heightist.
Did it constantly affect my pride? Yes.
Was I emasculated for years afterwards? Yes.
Yes.
But oh, did it feel good at the time?
Yeah.
For like a brief moment.
I did that, dude. But I do. Yeah, the height thing is funny.
Yeah.
But I think it's smart. You know, I have a buddy who's short. He married a girl a few inches taller. Because mm-hmm. What if 5'5 guys marry 5'2 girls? That's fine, but you're gonna have more.
They better be gymnasts.
Yeah. Which is there's nothing wrong with that, but if you know, if you're trying to get a little more of an athlete, you're trying to get someone with some size, you marry up. That's smart. Mm-hmm. So good for those people. That's actually the most prideful masculine thing you can do. Actually, you're so into it, you're like, I need a. It's like Dwight. I need a big woman. I
need broad-shouldered, child-bearing
hips.
Saying
that? What does he say in that episode? He's like, he says he acts like I want a big girl or something. She's like, what do you mean? He's like, no, like in stature.
Yeah, like to work on the plow or on the farm. Yeah. Like she needs to be helpful.
Yeah.
Did you see that some like, you know, tycoon, some business mogul put out like a bounty? It was basically like offered LeBron James and Serena Williams like so much money to like procreate together.
Really?
Yeah. This is like a few years back, but he was like, hey, if you guys make a kid, like you don't even have to raise it, but like we'll get it in the right hands and I'll pay you money.
It's like horses. They pay like several hundred thousand dollars for their seed.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, which I really wish LeBron and Serena would have done that.
And it just also, imagine having a price tag on your DNA.
What have you been,
how much is yours worth? How much is mine worth?
Yeah, I don't. Dude, I've heard of people like doing those 23andMe and learning that they're like one of, like their dad has 78 kids because he did the sperm donor thing.
Whoa.
I've heard of people do sperm donor. That is so strange to me. I guess they probably pay you well, but it's like, yeah, I have over 100 kids.
Whoa.
Think about people who do that to get money, which, you know, it is your thing, but in 18, 20 years, like, getting a lot of phone calls.
I've never really thought about this.
That's mind blowing.
I guess I never thought about it being more than one kid, but yeah, why wouldn't they, you know, multiply it?
Yeah, I mean,
having 100 kids to 100 mothers and you don't know any of them.
Yeah.
This is like a horror movie in the making. Or like
that should be a horror movie, yeah.
A rom-com.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never thought about this. Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, that's kind of
I need some time to think about this.
Whatever, I remember like Candace Parker and Sheldon Williams were married or something.
Sheldon Williams?
He played at Duke. He was like 7 foot athletic guy. Anyways, I digress.
Sheldon Williams sounds like a very athletic guy.
Yeah, so. Trust me.
Sheldon Williams, are you kidding me? Yeah, that dude can dunk. Great. I don't care if he plays basketball.
That's funny. Oh, okay. I wanted to mention a funny story. We're talking pranks.
Ooh.
Okay. Who doesn't love a good prank in college? I helped my buddy with this one. We have this friend. I'm not gonna name his name. We'll call him Sam. Jack.
Samsonite. Sam and Dumb and Dumber. Samsonite. I was way off.
Sam, you know, he's one of those guys in the friend group where it's fun to pick on him.
Okay.
And so there's this article comes out like in the local college paper. And it's like, student Sam caught with over 22 terabytes of illegal pornography.
Whoa. That's a lot.
And that's a lot of, yeah.
And what is that, an 8K?
So he sees it, and, you know, of course, but people, so it says like, you know, his name's Sam Jackson. It's like Sam Jackson, you know. So people are like, but they're like, oh, there must be another student with the same name. But so the prank is there's like really legit looking like fake article generators. Oh. So my buddy like made this, and so it was bothering him. He's like, people are gonna think like, what if people mistake it for me? Like
by the book, like this the definition, you know, of slander.
Yeah, and everyone,
it's like illegal.
All of our friends are just, you know, making fun of them and teasing them, and most everyone thinks it's a real article, just like another student with the same name.
This is so mean.
Yeah. So the ones who are in on it are kind of talking to him like, maybe you should like contact the public, like the student newspaper, and like kind of get. See what's going on. So he calls and he's like, hey, I'm calling about it. And he's kind of an awkward guy. I'm calling about a kind of, he's like, feels weird saying it, this weird article about like this guy named Sam. And they're like, what, like when was it out? Like, what is it about? Just like a week ago, like,
about, there was something with like something a hard drive.
He's like, something about 22 terabytes of, and she's like, what? He's like, and we're all of us in the room, like, listen to him have this conversation, like, awkwardly. He's like, of porn? And then we just all like, ah! And he's like, and then he finally gets it. We like explain it to him, dude. It was the best moment. That's the best when a prank pays off like that.
When you get to see the payoff.
He actually
too.
Called someone and asked about a article they wrote on like pornography that was non-existent. The lady was probably like, what a psychopath. Oh.
That's funny. Yeah, and for some reason, while you were saying that, I had this image in my head of like a, this is so random, but like a news reporter. I feel like they always have little catchphrases.
Yeah.
And okay, so he got caught with porn on his hard drive. So a student, local student, caught whatever. Looks like he turned his floppy disk into a hard drive.
Zing!
That's my joke. That's nice. All I got.
Well, let's end on that.
Oh,
that's a great one. Yeah, your boy Jake here. Tell them where they can hit you up. I don't know if you want them to, or tell them to leave you alone. Up to you.
Do not contact me. I'm actually part of witness protection. I'm really nervous about being on here. You know what? I actually have my own podcast. I don't care. You don't have to follow me on Instagram or any of that. But if you liked this, I have a podcast that's basically the same thing. It's me and another guy just talking about things, trying to be funny for an hour. So,
nice.
Search everywhere you listen to podcasts for Ghost Runners.
Ghost Runners. One word.
One word. Ghost Runners.
Because I remember I typed in two words. I didn't find it. One word. I found it.
Oh, no way.
So
that's not good for SEO. I got to work on that.
Well, I'm just trying to help out, man.
No, so, that's good. That's helpful to
and,
know.
And
every Monday.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all. Correct opinions here. Out. Hit me up. We're, we got stuff going. New videos. I don't know. I was going to plug something. I have nothing to plug. Just come say hey.
Like, you already know who I am.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Going to Vermont.
Going to.
A little sneak preview. We're going to Vermont. It's going to be awesome.
That's all we're going to say. Going up to Vermont for something. Appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week. All right. Peace.
Bridal Boys. Out.
Bridal Boys.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.